Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ha! Sons of Blackness, their beautiful song. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And thank you so much to Johan Els. I say it again. Thank you, Johan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you. You and Louise. Thank you for the prayers. Really appreciate it. And on the line, we have the prophet, professor. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's online in all the way in Johannesburg from the University of Johannesburg. Professor, greetings to you. Sawubona.
Sawubona, sawubona, Buntwami. A special greeting to you and your family. I also greet our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. I'm not going to forget my brother, Brother Baruch. I greet you all in the glorious name of our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. It is yet another day for us to be together in the presence of the Most High.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also have Baruch on the line, all the way in Cape Town. Malak, greetings. Welcome.
Shalom to you, Malak. Shalom to you, Professor. And to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, I pray that everyone is well. To the Rabbah.
Are you well, then?
Hallelujah. I'm excellent, Malak. I am great. Thank you. We Baruch Abayahua for our lives.
Are you bracing yourself for the cold front tomorrow? Yeah. Keep down.
I'm one person. I don't look at the weather.
Yeah.
if like that weather thing appears on my internet, I remove it. I look through the window every day. Then it tells me, okay, this is how I must dress.
So in your radio days, you did not enjoy that. Is it Mike and the Mechanic song? Everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. I can imagine. You never liked that song. Yeah.
it's funny, man. Cape Town is not really cool. As compared to Johannesburg.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm
absolutely
enjoying the weather. I love it here.
Yeah. It's just that when the water starts to become warm, when the seawater starts to become warm, you know the cold front is approaching. Ish. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, we pray for everyone to be safe, to be safe. They say the tides are just going to be something else. But hey, that's the weatherman, you know. The weatherman can really get it wrong at times. They really can get it wrong at times. Anyway. It's winter time in Cape Town, and there's rains and rains and rains. Professor, hey, the graduations seem to be happening, young, at your side there. Hey, yeah, no, people are really graduating there. I like it.
Yeah, people are getting the rewards of their hard work.
Yeah, which is good, man. Yeah. I think, you know, I think for this history PhD, I must come on your side there,
and be one of the recipients. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I should come that side.
Stage,
yeah. I'm tired of the slow motion. You know, I need to get things done. You know, I need to get things done. Yeah, and quickly go to postdoc. You know, we need to get. Yeah, man. There's no time to wait. Anyway, tonight we are talking about the originator, the architect, designer, the creator himself. As to who he is, Yahuwah Elohim, the creator of the universe, the creator of man, the creator who is also known as the spirit that is holy, Ruach HaKodesh, our Father, the one who says, I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. Isaiah 45, verses 12. Who is this creator? We are talking about that. What is he even all about? And how have we come to misunderstand the creator? How have we come to misunderstand him? And what kind of referrals have we given to him which have been misleading all along, from the aspect that he himself is the creator and no one is like him? And, well, basically, I don't have to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and chapter 2, verse 3, because I know everybody knows that. You know, where he says, in the beginning, Yahuwah created the heavens and the earth. Chapter 2, verse 3 says, then Yahuwah graced the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which he had created and made. The one who had made, the one who has worked, the creator, Yahuwah, the one who made the heavens. I like it that it puts it in plural, the heavens and the earth. And I was looking at that verse of Isaiah 45:12 that says, I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and all their host I have commanded, which means whatever it is that is about them. It is his rule, it is his passage, it is his blueprint, and these live according or are set according to his blueprint. Isaiah 48 verses 13 says, indeed my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. The very fact of him being described as the creator also shows us his power. But at the end of the show, we must be having so much reverence for him that we know who he is, or at least part of what he reveals to us. And we move away from the abstract referrals given to him by those who came with indoctrinations that had sinister connotations, and that we tend to understand him and know him more, as Paul said, and the power of his resurrection, the power of his creativity, or his creativism. When Christ refers to him as the one who constantly is at work, and so does he, he confirms the fact that he says, at my command, heaven and earth, stand up. They stand up. It means they do as I say. All that he has created does as he says. And when we don't do that which he says, we are denying the fact and the truth that he is the creator. Look at Psalms 24, verses 2. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. The earth. He has founded it upon the seas, established it upon the waters. The earth. I don't know. We see the earth, much of the times we see on the maps and stuff, that round ball and all that and stuff and stuff. It still strikes me. You know, how do planes go around that round ball? But it's okay. It's a story for another day. It's a story for another day. But when he stretches out the north over empty space, he hangs the earth on nothing. Ah, the earth is floating, not rolling, and not spinning. That is also for another day. And the very fact that he is the creator shows another aspect of him which we cannot actually understand unless he reveals it. It continues to be mystical to us, mysterious also to us. For anything that we purport to do must hang on something or be rested on something. But when we look at the things he has made, they're floating. on his command. They are standing up on his command. We're not just speaking of him as the creator of heaven and earth. We are speaking of his glory, his majesty, his honor. We are speaking of his authority. We are speaking of him as Yahuwah, our Elohim, our maker, our commander. I know there are people who call themselves commanders in chief. But this one commands everything. And much of the times we don't speak to him as such. We are speaking to him as people who always want something from him. But in knowing him more, we converse quite seldom, if one can put it, quite seldom. And somewhat, somehow, we lose out on the grip of who he really is, and our reverence for him dwindles without us actually realizing, because we refer to him abstractly, Jay. It's a knowledge that is just hanging there. But he's more than that. Him being the creator also exposes his power. Actually, we start to see that we who are inside his creation actually know nothing about him except that which he reveals to us. We can't analyze him. We can't speak of even scientifically. We can't. I know there are people who do archaeology and all those things, and they try to describe him. But they only describe events, not him. Because when he speaks of himself as creator, no one points to him as such. He refers to himself and reveals himself to us. You alone are Elohim. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. And I think we have not come to that state of actually worshiping him as the creator. We worship him as the father whom we involved in our so-called businesses, affairs, our ministries. But we never actually look at him as he is. That basically the creator does not need us. He loves us, yes, but he does not really need us. We can't refer to him as a partner and say, God needs you to play your part. Yeah, maybe you're speaking about, God, not the creator, Yahuwah Elohim. We are found in his grace that is so unmerited that when we look at it, we see the correctness and the righteousness of the punishment that should be accorded to us. Yet he withholds it. It's amazing. We're talking about him. Perhaps he is also revealing himself to you in many, many ways. Man, I am so willing to learn. I'm talking to Baruch Yah in Cape Town and also Professor Buyiso Ndezi here in Johannesburg.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Professor, let me start with you. When we speak of the Creator, what are we referring to, or whom are we pointing to?
Thank you, my brother, for a very important question that I would like to believe that it needs to be understood by all of us so that we would know who to worship. When we talk of the Creator, we talk of the non-created one. We yes. talk of the one who self-exists, who does not need to be defined by men. We talk of the one who was not created by any person, so he's a self-existing God. When you were trying to give us an introduction, you were saying we are talking about the Holy One. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. We are talking about the one who is the Spirit. And we get to a point where we realize that there is no way that we can reach him and fully describe and understand him, because he only reveals that which he wants to reveal to us. So he is the one who is regarding himself as the King above all, as the Creator above all, as the one who has made the seen and the unseen. I would like to start from the scriptures that you have quoted. You quoted Isaiah 45 verse 12, where the word says, I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and all their hosts I have commanded. We are talking about the one who made where we are. We are talking about the one who created us, because we are men who come from his hands. We are men who come from his breath. We are people who are existing in this place that was created by him. So we are talking about the one whom we cannot even explain with our mind, but our spirit understands that there is a greater one who is greater than us. We are talking about the one who stretched out the heavens, and you tried to explain that he did not just create a heaven, but he stretched out the heavens. So it means there are other dimensions that we may not be able to explain, that we may not be able to reach to, but we receive them by faith and by believing that the Creator exists, and he would expect us to take that which he reveals to us. And we are talking about the one who commands, as the word says, that all their hosts I have commanded. So it speaks about everything that exists here on earth. He says, I have commanded. So we are talking about the one who creates by the power of his word. We are talking about the one who controls everything by the power of his word, as the Bible speaks of that verse in Hebrews 1 verse 3. We are talking about the one whose hands are able to do things that are unfathomable by the mind of man. And you are saying here in verse chapter 48, verse 13 of Isaiah, indeed my hand has laid the foundation of the earth. We are talking about the one who did things that cannot be done by man. I think it is very, very sinful for men to think there is no creator if they know exactly that they cannot create soil, knowing that they cannot create oxygen, they cannot create nitrogen and any other gas. And we seem to misunderstand that there is somebody who made everything possible. And the Bible says his hand has laid the foundation of the earth. And you also spoke about when they try to explain who the Creator is, they only explain the processes. In fact, they even explain what has already started. They can't explain what has not yet been revealed or what has not yet happened. So in other words, we are talking about the one whom we cannot explain fully, because he is only revealing this part that, that our minds will be able to understand. So when we try to reach to him with our small minds, with our scientific minds, we are not able to even get to an inch of who he is, because we only explain what we see and understand. The Creator is somebody whom we cannot be able to quantify. We cannot be able to put in our books. We cannot be able to put in our computers and in our paper, because he is a self-existing. He is the eternal one. He's the one greater than the universe. And if you, you, as you were trying to explain that he created things that are floating, so he does not need any foundation, he does not need any pinnacle, he does not need any poles to make things to exist. So that's the kind of a God that we worship. That's the kind of the Father that we are talking about when we talk of the Creator. We talk of the one who created outside of himself. He is the one who created outside of what we see. So everything exists because he is. Everything that we see is possible because he is existing. He is existence himself. So before the beginning could begin, Brother Ray, this Creator was there. So when we start the clock and say it is 1 o'clock, the Father has already appeared and existed before that time. So we are talking about the one who is outside of time. We're talking about the one who cannot be understood by any person. So when we quote again in Psalm 24 verse 2, we talk about the one who founded the seas. And I don't think that any one of us has gone into the depth of the seas, but the God we worship, the Creator, has founded the seas, and man cannot even reach to the depth of every sea that we have in the universe. We're talking about the one who established the earth upon the waters. How impossible is that? But he is able to do that. And when Isaiah 40 verse 28 speaks of him, and he says, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So we are talking about an unsearchable God. We are talking about the God who can choose not to be reached by men if he does not want to be reached by men. So the portion that we know about him is by grace. The understanding that we have understood about him is the grace that he has given unto us, that we may understand, so that we can be one with him. And you were talking about us operating in a certain dimension. We cannot even operate in those dimensions, Brother Ray, if we cannot try to get to who he is in terms of our faith. In other words, he's the one who is reachable only by the Spirit, the one who is reachable only by the desire that longs for him, but cannot be reached by the mental understanding, cannot be reached by our minds. He needs to be understood by the Spirit, because he is the Spirit. So it means our understanding cannot be able to reach to him if our spirits have been left behind. So we are talking about the Creator who is able to do the unsearchable, who is able to do the unthinkable. We are talking about the one who exists without anybody else. He is God himself. He does not need man to be God. He does not need to be justified to be God. He does not need to be proven that he's the Creator. He's the Creator even without us proving that he's the Creator. So we're talking about the one who needs just to be worshipped for who he is, not because we understand everything about him. We just have to understand that he needs our faith so that we can be able to see who he really is. Other than that, Brother Ray, our flesh cannot reach to him.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. And if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about the Creator tonight. We are talking about the Originator. And there are some fancy words that we put, the Architect. But the Beginner, the Originator of everything. We are talking about Umsunguli. We are talking about Ngomkhulu Komkhulu. The Fanakalo word Unkulunkulu doesn't describe him quite well, but he is spoken of as Omkhulu Komkhulu. He is above what man can think of himself as his roots, and he is the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who possesses all power. Everything, all power, all power. The one who is the giver of life. It was not given to him. Life originates from him. He himself is life. It's hard for the mind to actually understand that, because the mind is created within the frameworks of his jurisdiction. He has made a jurisdiction with regards to mindsets. Professor Buyisondezi says he has revealed himself to man. So man is actually acting on what he termed as his knowledge, which is what actually the Father has revealed to him. Now, as a young man, Malak, I used to read about these guys, Bo John Newton, Bo Mang Mang, and all those things and stuff. And then how history, you know, writes about them, they speak about a person who discovered electricity. And all the time, the Father in my heart would say, no, he did not discover electricity. I exposed electricity to them. He did not. John Newton. The Newton law of what? and, yeah, you know, he He has made those things known to particular people. They are not the inventors. And I know, look, man, there are many inventors. I know of many inventors. I know the people who invented the refrigerator. Even history is hiding them. But we know them. But when it comes to the trueness of the matter, they would tell you that they were led to those discoveries. They themselves are not the discoverers. You know, so the Father reveals what is his, and it is by his love and grace that he reveals these things to us. And Tina, we steal his glory all the time. We talk about breaking records. We talk about breaking the sound barrier. No, it is the Father who allows us to go through the sound barrier. And it is the Father who will allow us to go as fast as light years, far as light years. It is him, not us. I heard some people saying, we talk about the Creator, man. I heard some people say, no, we want to, they contradict themselves. They say they are creating these missiles that would hit the canopy. But they speak it in this way. At the same time, they say, no, there's nothing like that. Look, it is the Father who will allow you to go into what you call space. It's not your efforts. Everything that man hasn't paid a thing to have. It is the Father who has given them that. Look at the sophistications of the networks today, traffic and all those things and stuff. It is the Creator who has allowed men to venture. It is him who is leading men to venture into those dimensions. Malak, what comes to mind?
Yo, a very interesting topic, Malak.
Yeah.
And I've been wrestling for it. How am I going to approach it?
Yeah.
You know, okay. You brought in Isaac Newton and stuff where they say they have discovered electricity.
How?
So maybe now there's something that I need to bring, and I can make examples as well, because it like, so that it can make sense. That we have a Creator who is spirit.
Yes.
Who is the giver of life.
Yes.
Now, in everything, and looking at Rona, because we are made in his likeness and his image, right? So meaning that, in science, there are these things they call the protons and the neutrons, meaning that only negative and positive. And for each and everything, there's always the opposite. There's darkness, and the opposite is light. There's evil, the opposite is good. There's cold, the opposite is hot or heat. There's fire, and then there's water. So you have, and that is what brings the balance. That is what brings the balance for life. For life, it's what brings the balance. So now, when you look at and get to go deeper into understanding him, you find, when you look at electricity, for instance, I'm going to make an example of something that we can comprehend. For inally negative, inally positive. Those have got charges. So it's like when the two comes together, there's always that spark. There's always that light. And that is where they want to bring the Big Bang kind of theory, in a way, about say there's the two that meet. And now, I don't call it the Big Bang, But I get to understand and to believe, okay, yes, there is that element of the negative and the positive together because of how that is how life is. Mm. So now, when we look at words of Hebrew words, like, for instance, Abba, which we say Abba means father, you notice something that the Ba is a tent, and the Ba is a tent, but there's a pole, echoing tent, like, for instance, and then there's this pole that sits right in the middle. Mm. A balance this house for this house is sour. But it's called now, if you have that imagination to say it's the two that have come together and that work in collaboration, you know, to make this house to stand. Mm. So how do you comprehend that it is who he is, because that is how creation happened, to say there has to be this force within him, that is the negative and the positive. Yeah. For instance, within each and every one of us, Rena lay the left hand side, Rena lay the right hand side. Mm. You know? And limo the arteries and king, the arteries and the veins. So everything is quite linked, and then they meet more below. It's where now Madi Atra, then it's like Atra Triwa, you know, it's like that spark place, that engine room, kind of. So there's always that what you see, where, oh, okay, I see Karna, because can I lead to the left, can I lead to the right? Can I lead to the left, can I lead to the right? Which says now, which, like, the feminine and the masculinity, but the energy spirit, with spirit, we can say, not gender. In a way, right? Mm. We can't say it's not gender, but it's just for us to be able to understand. For it, there are two forces that within one that are existing and that are the giver of life. So when we look Nalwena, we call him Yahuwah. And why do we call him Yahuwah? Let me start first. You read the scripture that says, Genesis 1:1, which says, Barashit Bara'a Alahayim Ata, right? Hashamayim U Ata Ha Arad. So there is the Ata. Ata means the beginning and the end. Mm. So meaning, Ata is what we say in the known language, Alpha and Omega. So the one, the other one fits onto the other to make this thing to become one. It's like a puzzle that completes, and both of them is what makes, or that what carries life. Mm. Because then he creates then the heavens, and he creates the earth, basically, in the beginning. So when you look at Genesis, the creation of Eve, when you look at the creation of Eve, Ha Adamo Are, your name, it's on Eve, right? Which we call Hawa, because Eve is the name Lelitang, like Koti Jesus today. But the original name was Hawa. Now, when you look within the name, Yahuwah, Konali Hua, which means to give life. That is what it means. So that is who he is. So when we look at his name Yah, or the word Yah, in which means it would be the mighty hand, how we describe it, but it means to carry, to support, right? It is to possess, as you said. It is used as a prefix as well, as a he, because it represents everything. So the breath is that breath that is life. So it's like it's those two forces coming together to make one. Like Nakilimutu, there is the flesh and there is the spirit, and together they coexist and sort of forms one. So we need to remember and understand, sorry, when he created man, and let us make man in our image and likeness. I think it's Genesis 1:26, I think. So now, who is this man that is being created? This man that is being created, he is called Adam. So it's the air, the breath that he put, and this breath is what gives life to you and me, because it is the blood, as the scripture says, for it, life is in the blood. So he is the beginning. He is the breath, which is the air. He is the first letter of the alphabet. He is the head. He is the authority. He is the power. That is why it is Ungusomandla. He is the strength. He is the leader.
I hear you.
But now, again, when you look at the name Yahuwah, and it counts the alphabet, Sterling, when we count the numbers of the alphabet, the value, it gives us value 26. Now, when you look at letter number 13, which is take from Psalm 119, from 137, is the letter Mam. And when you take, which is value 13, and you hear it's the letter Mam, which means, when you put Mam, like Mama, when you put Mama, Mama, which means 13 and 13, it gives you the same number as Yahuwah, which is 26. To show for it, to prove for it, because Mama is the one that gives birth or that brings a child to life. So that is also the role that Abba Yahuwah plays, that the scriptures that we are reading to say, when he says, my own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand, and how he spreads the heavens, and how he summons them, and they stand up together. It's who he is. It's what he speaks, because it's within him. And when he releases that breath gives what we call life. So that is why, for me, that is what in my researches I've picked up for a while. Actually, this is what I found, to say in him, he has, like what I can say, that negative and that positive existing together. And that is what causes or what makes life, you know, to happen. And Kibona, they can not to say also in what we, how we live, like during the day, we're getting into the natural. There's always been, how he's created things, there's always been a balance. So the attack is that balance as well, to say everything exists within, if it was pillars, I'd say within the two pillars, the one that starts and everything is inside, and there's another one on the other side. And within there, there's existence and life, basically. In a way, you know, because I wanted to get Fokore, but to understand, you know, who he is. Also, what you can look at is that you look at the process, Yahuwah, or what it means, because you have Yah, and you have, which is the, it's like a parent holding a child, because then how he gives life, when he's holding, and he's protecting us, he's ensuring our safety, basically, like what a parent would do. So in everything that we are protect, we are playing that role of him, you know, how he's protective to us, how he ensures that we are always safe, and he defends us, he fights for us, and he loves us, and he provides for us, you know, all those kind of things. So it's that relationship that you can find in within a happy family, and within a happy family, then you find that completeness of who he is, basically. It paints that particular picture.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate. We are talking about the Creator, who he is. And what is the Creator even all about? What are his attributes? When we speak of him, what are the things that should actually come to mind? And what are the things that usually slip out of mind when we speak about him? We need to touch on that much of the times. It's important. All right. Send us your WhatsApps. Who is the Creator? What is the Creator even all about?
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Let's keep Radio Pulpit's voice of faith alive. For over 4 decades, Radio Pulpit 657 AM has been your daily companion and the heartbeat of a ministry built on trust, truth, and God's word. But today, the voice of our ministry is under threat. The possible national shutdown of AM frequencies means that in the near future, you might not be able to tune in to 657 AM any longer. This isn't just a technical matter. It affects every prayer, every testimony, every life touched through this station. But it's not the end. It's a turning point. We are already offering sustainable solutions to this challenge. By faith, we have launched 4 web radio stations, Radio Pulpit 657 AM online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Kansel Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. This bold step wasn't in our original plans, but we are being forced to use more ways of broadcasting so that we can continue to reach thousands of hearts with a voice of hope. Our Visiothon and financial year is coming to an end. To secure the sustainability of new ways of listening, we will still need to reach our Visiothon target of 3 million. Praise God, we are almost halfway there. But to secure the future, we need your continued support. If this ministry has ever blessed you, challenged you, and encouraged you, will you help keep Radio Pulpit's voice alive? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp us on 082-657-2729 for banking details. Or EFT to your existing beneficiary, Radio Pulpit. And again, thank you so much for your constant support. Thank you very much. You've kept us on air for many years. And it's important that we acknowledge that.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also to Baruch Yao. We are asking the question, who is the Creator? Who is the Creator? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Who is the Creator to you? How does he reveal himself to you? How does he reveal himself to you? Now, Professor, when we talk of him as the Creator, I am looking at Job. Job chapter 12, verse 9. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Elohim has done this? 26 verse 7 says, he stretches out the north over an empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. Verse 13 says, by his spirit he adorned the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Remember, the fleeing serpent is bleeding to death. He can't cure that. Here's the reason. By his hand he has pierced the serpent who was already fleeing. What comes to mind when we speak of the Creator in such a manner, Professor?
Wow. Thank you very much, brother. You know, these verses are amazing because they are bringing another perspective that we should be aware of.
Mm.
So let me start from here, that most of the time when we get to a state of fear, state of anxiety, of the unknown, because of being terrorized by the enemy, we think he has all power. We think he is in control. But now the word of the Lord says his hand pierced the fleeing serpent. And they are saying the enemy, wherever he is bleeding.
Yep.
So it means this, that which he's doing is just roaring to intimidate. But we already know, or we should be knowing, that he's already defeated. We should be knowing that our Father has already tamed his power. So we talk of the Creator who has already managed to make our way possible where we are. He has already made things possible for us to conquer and to live a victorious life. Because he says, by his spirit, he adorned the heavens and his hand pierced the fleeing serpent. So it means we have a Father who has made sure that his people are able to live a victorious life. We have a caring Father, the Creator, the one who loves his children to that point where he has never left them orphans. We are talking about the one who is forever the Father in our lives. Now, let me take the verse that you have quoted again in Job 12:9, which says, who amongst all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? So we are talking about the God whose hand has done everything. Even if you don't know what he has done, he has still done it. Even if you are not having an understanding of what he has created, he is the Creator. You talked of the manufacturer. You talked of the originator. You talked of the founder. This is the Creator we are talking about. And some of the things, as I was walking around this afternoon, I began to understand that there's so much that we are not ascribing to God simply because, number one, we do not understand. Number two, simply because we have little strength that we manage to do something with, and we are thinking we are the ones who are doing those things. So if I can be able to move a finger, I can be able to make fire, I regard myself as a creator because I think there's something that I can do. And at the end of the day, we are robbing the Creator of the glory that he deserves simply because he has decided to share little knowledge with us. And with that knowledge, we have deceived ourselves into thinking men are able without him. We have deceived ourselves to think that we can exist, we can manage life without him. Whereas we need to know that even the little thing that we do, it is because of him. Earlier on, you were talking about the inventions that have come scientifically. You talked about electricity, you talked about Newton's laws and so on and so on. And all of those things have made people to think there is no one who is the creator, who's above the invention. And they haven't understood that which they know and manage to do, it is because the Father has revealed those things. So we are talking about the revealer of the secrets. We talk of the revealer of the mysteries. And these mysteries are hidden in him. And he chooses to reveal them at a given time for his purpose and for his people and for his glory. And at the end of the day, we talk of someone being a trailblazer. We talk of people who are founders of things. And we are not ascribing everything back to the Father. I'm tempted to even say, Brother Ray, we are getting into a state of idolatry because we are ascribing what is true to God to men simply because the Father has chosen to reveal those things to men. And we are not taking the glory back to him as the originator, as the establisher, as the founder, as the God who has made those things possible. And we must now understand that there is nothing that will be known to men other than when God, the Creator, chooses that those things are known to men. And we must know that without him, even what we think we have, we do not have. So I was looking at the stones, Brother Ray. I was saying, I don't understand in my little mind what is the purpose of some of the stones that are here. But there is an understanding and the knowledge that is in the Father, in the Creator, about the origin of why we have the rocks, of why we have the stones. And when we now become scientists, we become geologists, and then we'll say we have discovered a certain stone, and we even give the years that that stone has been existing. And we think we are the founders, we think we are the discoveries, we have found discoveries of some sort. And we are not ascribing the one who made that stone to be there. Mm. So we talk about the one who made things exist without anybody, without anybody's help. We are talking about the one who made sure that the beauty that we see continues to be beautiful because he is a beautiful God. You are talking about the attributes of the Father. You said he is life. We are also going to talk about him as the light. So he's the one who makes things visible. He's the one who makes things known. He's the one who makes things understandable because he is the light. Light origins from him. He is the source of light, and life origins from him. He is the life himself. So we are talking about the life giver. We are talking about the breath that we have. We are talking about the bread that we feed on. So we talk of the provider. Nobody will have anything in his pocket, will have anything in his house, other than when the Father has allowed that those people have access to those resources that he has given unto them. So we are talking about the giver when we talk of the Creator. We talk of the lover because he has loved us that much that he is able to share that which we need as his people. We talk of the one who has made it possible for men to partake in what he is doing. Right now, Brother Ray, we are sharing the word of God, and it is the will of the Father that we share the word. So we talk of the one who is able to dispatch his people for his work. Other than him allowing us to do what we do, we wouldn't be able to do that. So we are talking about the God who is somehow compassionate, the God who is welcoming, the God who is patient, the God who allows us to partake in the glory that he has. We talk of the God who trusts us. So we're talking about the one who trusts us unconditionally, who loves us unconditionally. This is the Creator we are talking about. And when we read Colossians chapter 1, you can read from 15 to 20, but I'm just going to read verse 15, which says he is the image of the invisible God.
Oh, yes.
So the Creator is the invisible one. So it means that we cannot take any image and ascribe it to him because he is invisible. So we see him by the Spirit. We believe him that he exists and he is, because he is invisible. So we only take that which the Spirit and the Word tells us, because he is the invisible God. And the Father that we worship is the Spirit, which is why we need to worship him in spirit and in truth, because he will forever be the God who needs us to worship him all the time. He wants us to be closer to him. So that's the kind of a God that we worship. The Creator is the jealous one.
Okay, you did cut a bit, but it's just for a second.
Okay, sorry about that, Brother. My last point was, when we talk of the Creator, we talk of the one who wants his people back to him. We are talking of the jealous God. We talk of the one who wants things for himself, particularly those whom he bought by his precious blood. So we talk of the one who is the lover of our souls, the invisible God, the Spirit God. So it means there is nobody who must carve an image and ascribe that image to God, because our God is not visible. We cannot even take an animal and ascribe that and call that our God, because our God is invisible. He is the Spirit. So when we talk of the Creator, this is the one we are talking about. We are talking about the brightness of the heavenlies. We are talking about the light himself. And we understand that other than him, there is no light, there is no source of light, there is nobody who will be enlightened. So he is the enlightenment of man. He is the lover who formed from nothing. And the Bible says in Isaiah 45 verse 18, "For thus says the Lord, who created heaven, who is God, who formed the earth and made it and established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. So the Lord is one. The Lord is the one who formed the earth and made it. The Lord is the one who created it that we may exist in it. And hence the Bible says, when he created it, he didn't create it in vain. He made it so that it can be inhabited. So he's the one who placed us here. We did not come here by mistake. We are not the result of evolution. So we are the result of God's plan. Hence the Bible tells us that he formed the earth and made it and established it and made sure that we are the people who will be here. So we are not the result of a chemical process. We are not the result of evolution. We are not the result of anything that might have happened, but we are the result of the plan of God. We firstly existed in the Creator, and God made us to be here and placed us where we are. So this is the one we're talking about when we talk of the Creator, who made everything, created the heavens, and this is the Father we worship, who formed from nothing and made everything exist and continue to exist by the power of his will.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. When we speak of the Creator, what are we referring to? What are we talking about? Who are we talking about? And what is our knowledge of him? What is it that he has revealed to us about him? Things that we miss when it comes to him being the Creator. And the more we speak about him, the more reverence grows within us. It should be like that all the time. It should be like that. Not just a story. You know, I like that when he says, I am the Creator who also pierced the fleeing serpent, which means we have an enemy that is defeated by the Creator already. But this thing is so hidden that perhaps some of us haven't heard of this in more than a decade.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Need a break from the hustle and bustle of life? Then tune in to Radio Pulpit GLN, a brand new online station bringing you Christian content in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLN to live stream wherever you are.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.